Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick's a longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's our change management expert. He's the guy who taught us that we can't just deal with change. We can't just manage change. We have to lead change. He's the author of several important books, including Beyond the Wall of Resistance. And my favorite is Why Don't You Want What I Want? Which is my constant lament around here. And he's our good friend, Rick. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Rick, the real annoying things, one of the frustrating things that happens to all business owners is to have a great idea and not believe it, that it needs to become reality. And either it doesn't, or it does and doesn't sustain itself. It doesn't continue. Yep. And I'll tell you a small micro example of what I'm talking about, what you're talking about today. So I was talking to two salespeople about a certain practice, a certain sales practice. I won't go into the details. It's not important. And I asked one of them, I said, are you using this practice? And he said, oh, yes. I said, is it helping you? He said, oh, yes. And the guy sitting next to him, I said, are you using it? He said, well, I did last fall. And I said, was it helping you? He said, oh, yes. And I said, why did you stop? He said, I don't know. I got nothing after that.
I got it.
That happens in businesses, not just in sales organizations.
It happens everywhere. And I mean, you know, for a very long time, I mean, the focus of my work is why do people support us and why do they resist us? And within the last number of months, I've really been looking at what happens kind of to energy on things that start off as, you know, good ideas, that the mm-hmm. people championing them said it's a good idea. And, you know, so the image that comes to mind, if your listeners would, you know, just think about a horizontal line, really simple, just a horizontal line moving from left to right, and that's the energy you need to get your idea out there. So right at the beginning on the left side is you come up with the idea, so you got a lot of energy for it, and you're talking to a couple other people, and I go, hey, Jim, I got this idea, and we talk it over, and we got energy, and say, okay, so we got to talk to so-and-so. And we keep going and going and going. And if it works, that line of energy stays pretty constant mm-hmm. From A to Z. But the problem is, and this goes to your story, is, yeah, I tried it last fall. So sometimes, all of us get this great idea, and so we bring the staff together and we tell them about it, and people seem to be excited. And then that's the last we talk about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, for a few weeks. And the energy just dies. You know, it's like, you know, and so I've been working on a concept I'm calling batteries not included, that we come up with an idea, you know, but we fail to look at the back side of the idea or that little warning that says batteries not included. And what we fail to pay attention to is what's the energy we need to sustain this from A to Z. And that's really missing in a lot of places.
Well, that's exactly right. But that's the mistake we make. And the bigger your organization is, the farther away the origin of the idea and the last mile implementation of the idea, the farther away those two things are, the harder it becomes. I mean, if you want to see true frustration, talk to a corporate CEO about a project that he or she really thinks is critical to the company, and let them tell you about how they're having difficulty getting it to work at the last mile of the organization.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. What I found are two big sticking points where I mean, the energy can just go out of the system. It's like you left the flashlight on overnight. And one of those places is maybe the biggest one is the one you just described, that you've done all the work and you now turn the switch and say, we're going to go live, or whatever you do to go live, and nothing happens. And it takes energy. You can't just say, hey, it's May 7th that we got to go live. It takes more than that. And you still need to be managing that process. And that gets lost a lot. And the other place, by the way, is when you make that transition from planning. Okay, here are our goals. Here's our timeline. Here's what we're going to do. Okay, now let's start to implement that. Let's work out the bugs. That transition is like a bad track meet where you hand off the bar and the other person isn't there to pick it up.
Right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to keep talking about this, folks. This is really important stuff. We figured out how to, after 2008, we figured out how to run our businesses efficiently. We know how to make a profit now and how to run efficiently. Now we got to get better at managing and leading change. And Rick's the man who can help us with that. That's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.